The day, right here on Gospel JFM.
Yeah. Sometimes we people of God can go through some really tough times, huh? Yeah, you've been there too. I've been there. But I'm here to tell you that nothing happens by chance. It's in God's hands. It's ordered by God.
Inspirational story this afternoon comes to us from an inspirational author, definitely a motivator, an encourager. He's of a good report. He's from Kingston, Jamaica, and he attends the Christian Fellowship World Outreach. You may know him, you may have heard of his story before. You may have seen him before. I tell you, he's inside the studios of Gospel JFM. And he has a story to share. He's Keith Tucker. Oh, I tell you. Are you ready for this story? Draw a little closer to your radio. I want to say good afternoon to those on Facebook, for those who have the privilege of seeing him. Currently confined to a wheelchair, but yes, he has a story. Oh, Mr. Tucker, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you as well.
So good to have you inside the studios of Gospel JFM.
Well, it is an honor to be here, God Advocate.
Great. So you're going to have to talk a little louder so I can hear you.
Most definitely.
All right. So you have a story. Many may have heard it. Many, you know, may not have heard it. But you're here to share it with us. Mighty God, I'm excited.
Yes,
just
yes,
looking
yes.
at you right now, I'm just excited. How it all started? Because, you know, there's a start to this inspirer. You just don't overnight wake up and say, all right, I'm an inspirer. You have a story. What is it?
All right, most definitely. In life, we all have a story. And it's just most important to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, to know where the Lord is going to be taking you. And my story is that actually, I took my friend's mom to the country. Didn't want her to take the bus. But when we actually was coming back, it was in Clarendon, Glenmore, I saw a truck coming towards us. There was some gravel in the road, sorry about that. And I positioned the car so as to not go in the gravel, because the gravel was near a precipice. And while approaching the gravel, there was a corner nearby, and a truck came around the corner and to come to us with an head-on collision. I had to swerve from the truck, and it took us over the precipice. And just as in the movies, as you see it, the car flip and flip back on the top and the side on the wheels, until it dropped on the four wheels. The top of the car actually caved in, and immediately my neck snapped and was broken into three different places. I didn't know at the time, but I knew something was seriously wrong with me. My friend at the time he was also conscious, but while the car went down the precipice, we cried out for Jesus. And then out of my mouth, I spoke out. Also in my mind, I said, I'm okay, declaring the right things. And I didn't even know about the declaration at that time, right? And the car, while the car was down there, you know, persons from the rural areas, quite helpful. And they came and they took us out, and they took us to the Maypen Hospital. But God was so good that a van, a passerby, waiting for us to take us to the hospital, and we could lie flat on our backs to prevent any further injury. And when they took me to, they took us to the Maypen Hospital, my diagnosis was that when I took the x-ray, my neck was broken into three different places, and to the extent of the injury, the doctor was so surprised because he said, let's injure that like this and you're gone. But thanks be to God. Yes, while all the doctor could do is just push me into a room and leave me. There was nothing there. And while in that room, the only option was to transfer us to Kingston Public Hospital. And in the room, I just remember those days when my grandmother used to wake up to pray. You know, as a little boy, you never like it. In the morning, but come to appreciate it. Yes, it's very important for parents to bring up the child in the right way, teach them these things, so it will save your life as it saved mine.
Your neck broke in three different places.
Yes.
Oh my Lord, the doctors didn't know what to do with you.
At the time, the hospital, mm-hmm. didn't have the sort of facility to facilitate.
Okay.
So they had to transfer to Kingston Public. And the report to my brother, Benji, was that to the extent of the injury, mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Oh my God.
Yes, because based on medical experiences mm-hmm. that he has had, I would have done that.
Oh my Lord.
Yes, less neck injury.
So after you were transferred, what took place at that next hospital?
All right, Kingston Public Hospital, we went there, and they did what is called skull traction. They bored the skull with a drill, normal drill, that they use in wall. And,
in my head.
Yes, but you have to do what they have to do. And they clamped it and put what is called some weights on it. Back the spine into position to set the bone. Right, but by that time, we'll squeeze it on the spinal cord. Right, that spinal cord is just like a chicken that you break it, and that cord runs between that spine, that bone spine. The spine squeezed on the spinal cord, and that is where the damage was.
Oh my God. Talk to us about your condition right now, because after that you actually went to a nursing home. You spend almost half your life.
Yes. Well, I was paralyzed from the neck down. We were transferred to Mona Rehabilitation Center. Started doing therapy. Even at Mona, I wouldn't have made it because of the extent of the injury. But it's important to continue to pray and never stop praying. Mm-hmm. And I ask the Lord to have mercy on me and to spare my life.
Mighty God, all during that time you were just praying and talking to God. God, have mercy. Mm-hmm. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me somehow, God. You know, because you were still clinging to hope.
Yes.
When doctors were saying and everything else, and you saw your condition, you couldn't move.
Cannot move from the neck down.
Mighty God, from the neck down, so your head could move. And it's the same situation now.
Yes, practically.
Because can you turn your head?
Slightly, just slightly.
And you can't turn it to the other side? No. You can hold your head up?
No, because they fuse the bone. I can hold it up and down.
Oh, so they manually fuse the bone?
Yes, to set it back.
Oh my God.
That's what they had to do, yes.
Can your hands move?
Only the left hand a little bit. Not to feed myself with anything much, but that will hold it like an apple or a piece of bread or plantains, small stuff. To feed myself with a nice rice and peas. It won't reach my mouth.
Oh my Lord.
By the time the rice and peas are even worse, mm-hmm. everything will shake out of this.
Shake out of it.
Right.
So persons have to be feeding you.
Yes.
You are a a grown man and to do that to you. How do you feel about it?
That's a very good question. And I'm happy you asked, because you don't look at the circumstances to become a stumbling block for you to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't discourage me. I look at the brighter side to give God thanks,
mm-hmm,
that I'm able to have someone to feed me.
Thank to God. That's not everybody think like that.
Yes.
Not everybody think like that. It is amazing. So you spent most of your time at a nursing home trying to recover, trying to get as much assistance as possible. You basically lived there for a time. Talk to me about the experience.
All right. At the hospital first, the Mona Rehab, I spent nearly 2 years in the hospital,
mm-hmm,
for rehabilitation, and I left there and I went and lived at a nursing home. And when I went to the nursing home to live, they didn't have any space over the male section, and I had to go over the female section to stay. And even then, the Lord said in everything it was good thanks. And I said, thank you, Lord, for a roof over my head. And this was my first experience in a nursing home. And I didn't look at what could have been or what should have been, because at the time of the accident, I was just getting ready to go to UTEC. And that was the September, and the accident was in July. So I look ahead, where there is hope, there is more promise in life. And in a situation where when I shoot for the moon, if I miss, I would catch the stars.
Mighty God. But you were a young boy, getting ready for UTEC, and you met in an accident at the age of 23.
Right.
Met in an accident. No, you didn't even feel at that time that your future was blighted. You were still pressing, still shooting for the stars if you can't catch the moon.
If you can't catch the moon, if you miss, you catch it.
You catch something.
You catch the stars,
all
which
right,
is even further.
Mm-mm.
Right. So what happened there at the nursing home? In my heart, I just started getting uneasy, saying, no, this is just not life. I didn't see myself like this. And still don't look at myself like this. I'm made in the image of God, where I'm fearfully and wonderfully and completely made in Him. And I said, no, wheelchair or not, this is just not it. And it so happened that while I started praying, 2 weeks after, or a week after, I can remember, someone came there. His name is Mr. Ettrick. And he said to me, why are you in this nursing home? You know, the Lord can prompt and initiate in person's heart, you know, and this was where the prompting came, and He was the one who made the door open for me to leave that nursing home and went back to Mona to do further therapy, because they thought now there was more hope in me, and that's where I learned to write, learned to sit up even more. And that's where the progression of
right,
the, yes.
Mighty God. And of course, I really want to get to the place where, you know, even though you were physically challenged, you were physically unable to do so many things, you know, you were able in that time to start doing tutoring.
Yeah.
At the nursing home. Talk to me about that, because we want to get to where you are now. I'm excited about that, because, you know, this is the peak of it. This is the peak of the whole thing. So what started in the nursing home for you, started turning for you?
All right. I left that nursing home where I was and went back to Mona, went to another nursing home again. Right. And while at that nursing home, I just used to just sat there, and that was basically it. And I said, no, man, there is something more to life I can do. What do I have, the little with me, that I can use to be productive? I don't look at what I don't have. And then nurses, sons and daughters start coming there waiting for them, and I just start teaching them. And that's when I started to teach CXE math. And then, you know, after that, the nurses themselves come and say, Keith, you ever thought about going back to work? Because to hold this thing is teach the children, and most of them get grade 1 and grade 2. There's only one grade 3.
Mighty God. So you stayed at the nursing home, turned big time CXC teacher.
Yes. And I started getting offers where I couldn't even hold people.
Mighty God.
Yes. And I have to be turning back people. And this, I should point out, I did it from my heart.
Right, okay.
I don't even take
money
from it, mm-hmm. right? And while I pour into these students' heart, no, pour into their life because I want to see them better.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them leave the university, can't you do the university work, come back to me. I've never been to university, and I was the one that taught them the university math. I remember a young lady who didn't go to any class. She came to me only when to do the exam by UTEC, and the teacher was standing at the door and said, I've never seen you in class before. And she smiled and she said she get help. And she came second in the faculty up there.
Look here, Nama, we're talking to Keith Tucker. Look here, inspirational author. Let me tell you something. His story, met in an accident some years ago at the age of 23, and he has been paralyzed from his neck down ever since. Today, this man don't allow his situation or circumstance to, you know, hold him down, you know, later on in the... I love this father's story. Turned out to be a math teacher in the nursing home. You know, CXC students keep
to them, to even encourage them and to have them comfortable fitting in the organization as well.
Have you been talked about? Persons probably mocked you, jeered you. Have you ever had that kind of experience? You're a grown man, you know. Have you ever gotten that kind of experience?
Never. What is important is that the image we portray,
mm-hmm.
persons will look at you different.
Mm-hmm.
When you portray an image that is beautiful in Christ,
wow,
that is what will make the difference.
I'm happy that you know you're an author of the book called God's Miracle Man Against All Odds. Talk to us about that. What inspired you to write a book now?
Actually, when I was in the nursing home teaching, persons used to come and say, Keith, why you don't write a book? You're such an inspiration. You're in this condition, and boy, I don't know I could deal with this. And I said, really and truly, no, I can't deal with it too, you know. But greater is he that is within me that is able to deal with this situation.
Mighty God.
And I started writing the book in 2003,
mm-hmm.
and it became dormant. You know, I stopped. That was basically it. And I can remember being at work in 2014,
mm-hmm.
about 15, around about that time. Counselors came there to speak to us, and I spoke to one of the counselors, and they said, Keith, why don't you write a book?
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Now, persons have been reaching out to you. An organization, Sagicor, helped you to sell, well, they sold 100 books.
100 books. The book was that inspirational. What I've done, I've put in practical examples of what I do while going through my situation.
God. Everybody wants to know that, Keith.
Yes.
Everybody wants to know how Keith Tucker get through this. How? What you say to yourself? Who helped you? Who motivated you?
Well, it's the word each morning. You wake up, you feed yourself on the word.
Mm-hmm.
You declare the right things from your mouth, even when things looking low,
mm-hmm.
even when things look like there's a roadblock in front of you.
Yes.
You decree and declare the right things, and you hope and look and expect the best.
Mighty God, I love that. No.